Hello, Film Club. Driving to work, I got the urge to boo. Looking over Chris's last post and realized that I hadn't written anything about Comedy Bang Bang. And I did watch the entire first season, and I've listened to a few recent episodes of the podcast. And I'll tell you, the TV show is worth watching because it's a nice, concise, you know, 22 minutes or so. A lot of fun packed into that 22 minutes. The podcast, on the other hand, is a little long, a little bit too long. You know, maybe it's also because I'm trying to listen to back-to-back episodes, but I can only listen to Paul F. Tompkins do those characters for so long before I start thinking about how I'm wasting my time and could be using this time much more productively. You know, like booing in the car on the way to work instead of listening to Comedy Bang Bang in the car on the way to work. Yeah, so that's about it. It's been a long time since I've been out to the movies. I mean, I got to the Cinema Saver to see Man of Steel, but that doesn't count. That was painful. You know, I don't know. You know, I guess I blame it on the script, but there isn't. You know, they're building on previous Superman films, and I guess that, you know, felt, you know, made them feel like they could be excused in being lazy about character development and actually making us care about these characters, assuming that we'd bring our prior emotional commitment to these characters into the movie with us. Yeah, I don't know. I thought Amy Adams was a good choice as Lois Lane, but again, just wasted. I got a little irritated too that it, you know, wasn't, just didn't seem like a good family movie from, I mean, just a bad movie, and bad movies aren't good family movies, but also just, you know, kind of useless additions like the bully kid, Colin Clark, a dick splash. You know, I expect that from Jeff, but I don't know. I'm running out of time, and I'm losing it. All right, I'll see you guys. Peace. Bye.